Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora a solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12-3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.
Ladies, we must be prepared to leave whenever we have to. First, we have to stop settling. And when I mean settling, I don't mean downgrading or marrying someone who has less than you have. What I mean by settling is that we must stop ignoring red flags. Yes, we all want to be with somebody, but is it worth the anguish, the heartache, when you know how someone is, but you choose to ignore the red flags? We all have done this, and most of the time, it turns out to be a disaster. Some red flags, some of us may have ignored, but it may turn out to be a happy ending. Because the man had changed, or it was just the one time thing for him. But when you see behavior over and over and over, and you choose to continue with the relationship, you are putting yourself in danger, and you are heading for a life of agony. Take Carla. Carla is a beautiful woman. She had her own business. She was an accountant or tax preparer. She had many clients. And she was doing well for herself and her two kids. Her kids had a good life. They did everything together. And one day she decided, you know, I'm missing something. I want a man to share this with. I'm not sure how she met him. I forgot, but he was a corrections officer at a jail or prison. And at first he said all the right things, like, this is a true story, by the way. And they had videos of when he proposed to her. Oh, he said something like, you are my one and only, or I want you to make me happy, and the only way to do that is for you to be my wife. He got on one knee and proposed to her. But Carla chose to ignore some red flags. So a couple incidents happened before he proposed to her. And then he proposed to her in front of her family to make it even sweeter. So he They were living together. She and her kids moved in her hidden house. And this was before they were married. So even though she had plenty of money, she had a good business going for herself, she did not plan correctly. So before you move into a man's house, especially if you have kids, especially if you hardly know this man, you need to have a fat bank account, your own bank account, and you need to have a plan, because some men who are controlling, they claim they want to take care of you and your kids and all this just to control you. So shortly after they moved into his house, he put up cameras all over the house, inside and outside. I believe he had 11 cameras inside the house, everywhere besides the bathroom and the kids' bedrooms. Whatever the kids had, sometimes when the kids were watching TV, if he didn't like it, he would turn the channel. Now, these were teenagers. He would turn the channel or make them turn the TV off. Every night, they had to wash the dishes, wash the kitchen floor or mop the kitchen floor, and clean the rugs. I'm not sure if it was vacuum, shampoo, or what, but they had to do this every night. And I think that's too much for kids to do. Like he was so controlling. He was a clean freak. And he just liked making people miserable. And a couple of times, he was on camera calling his fiance a bitch, dumb. You didn't take out the trash. You spilled that. That's why it's dirty. Get over there and push her. You dumb bitch. Like, degrading her. I think he was just insecure because he was not that cute. He was tall and dark. He was not that cute. And she was what you call fine. Nice body and everything. So he would degrade her, make her lose her self-esteem, and it worked. And one day, her teenage daughter heard them fighting and saw him hit her. And her teenage daughter jumped in and said something to the fact of, "Stop hit my mom, stop putting your hands on her." And he's like, "Get out of my room." Because she opened the door because she was hearing her mom in pain. And her teenage daughter said, "You think I'm just going to let you put your hands on my mom and not do nothing? You must be crazy." So that incident happened. Another incident happened where they were all having dinner. Her family, him, I think a couple of his family members, and her family said, "Do you want a plate?" He said, "Yeah." "Carla, go fix me a plate." Like, And she got up and did it. Now, I can understand if he was a first-time guest and, you know, and he didn't know the kitchen or, you know, just every now and then you fix the plate because, okay, he's the guest here and I'm going to fix him a plate. But he's like, go fix me a plate. Like, ugh. So, people try to warn her, don't marry him, think about it, don't rush into anything else real fast, because she already moved in with him. But she married him anyway. And the controlling got worse. He kept slapping her around, calling her bitches. Stupid bitch. Like. And then he was downgrading her kids. Listening to their conversations because all the cameras, you can listen to the voices through the speaker, and he would actually talk to them. Like, if they were in the hallway having a conversation, he would talk to them in the speaker. Did you clean up that mess? Pick up that towel on the floor or something like that. So he was really controlling. Like, that's crazy. Like, they had no privacy whatsoever inside of their house. And Carla, the mother, called her friend one time whispering. And her friend was like, why are you whispering? Because he has cameras all over the place, and I don't want him to hear me. And he would sit up there and watch the monitor all day while he was at work of his family in the house, cleaning up, watching TV. And when they didn't want to be seen on camera, well, when they wanted some privacy, they would go in their room, the teenagers. So, one day, they got into an argument. It was over something stupid. It was over his wife not doing the dishes or not cleaning up something. Again, he called her a stupid bitch. He pushed her, get out the effing way, move. And she told her daughter one day, her daughter said, Ma, are you going to allow him to keep doing you like this? And she said, in front of him, when I get tired of it, I'll leave. She had black eyes. It was just terrible. So one day, just one day I'm talking about, she didn't wash the dishes or clean up or pick up something. And from what the camera showed, she was intending on leaving him. Valentine's Day. It was on Valentine's Day. And she was packing her car. She had her phone in there. She had flowers in there. She was just going back and forth, putting stuff in her car. And then, all of a sudden, the camera stopped taping. He called 911. My wife, help me, my wife, Carla. Then the police came, they asked what happened. He said that got into it over her not cleaning anything. And he said he wanted a divorce. And she said, okay, I'm going to kill myself. So he said she killed herself. Because she couldn't stand not being with him. But she had her car packed with the cell phone in there, with the purse, with different things. The cops asked to see the camera Oh, yeah, you can, here, start right here on my phone. Just hit this and hit that, and you can see any day you want. He erased all the videos. All of the videos from the day she ended up dead. Till a couple weeks back. And they were like, what happened to the videos? I don't know. They should be there. And he was acting like he was trying to find the videos. And somehow they got in contact with the video company. And they saw the actual videos of him arguing with her. They showed her going back and forth, putting her stuff in her car. The car was parked in the garage. And they actually showed him shooting her in the back of the head. Now, he said she committed suicide, but the coroner found a bullet in the back of her head. And she was stabbed at least 17 times. Really? So she killed herself and stabbed herself? So she decided to leave a little bit too late. Don't leave when you're arguing with the man, because he's pissed off that you're leaving. He's pissed off that he can't control you anymore. Always leave when they least expect it. Don't say I'm leaving in the middle of an argument. And he's calling you bitches and dumbasses and all that. Just wait it out to the next day, like you've been doing. Wait it out one more day. Leave while he's at work. Oh, he got fired anyway. He lost his temper at work. He got fired. So leave when he goes to the store. Pretend like you're going shopping. And have your kids meet you somewhere. Have your kids meet you at your mom's house if they're not home. Take your kids shopping with you. Forget everything that's at the house. I mean, you can buy some new stuff. It was his house anyway, so you didn't have any possessions besides clothing and your business papers, but you can easily get those. Never tell a man that you're leaving him during the midst of an argument and attempt to leave. Especially if they're crazy, if they're controlling. Have a plan. Get your bank account. Save money before you move in. Or if you move in, start saving money in a separate bank account he knows nothing about. Keep the information at your mom's house, at your sister's house, whatever. Don't even keep information if you don't have to. Just go to the bank with your ID. Have an escape plan. Don't leave in the midst of an argument, especially if there are guns around the house or knives. Don't take no shit off a man. Especially if he ain't got no job. If he's insecure. If he's controlling. Just because you're living in his house. nobody's going to degrade any woman unless you let them. Now, she had her own income. She got a, bought a house or got an apartment. Beautiful as ever. But it was something about him that she wanted to hold on to. Is it just to say, I have a man, a piece of man, or a half a man, because he wasn't a man, just to say I have somebody? No. No, because you'd be more as miserable than you will be if you're single. If you're holding on to a piece of a man, not even a man, a piece of shit. Don't hold on to that piece of shit just to say you have somebody. It's never too late. Never too late to love yourself wholeheartedly. Never too late. It's a work in progress, but you can do it. You don't have to have a man in your life to be happy. Think that. Most of the time you were miserable, you were sad, is when you had a man in your life. So just do the reverse. Don't have a man in your life. Focus on you. Pick up some hobbies. Travel solo at least once a year. I just came back from Hawaii this past Friday on the 26th because I'm celebrating me. My birthday early, 54. Celebrating my successful surgery I had in January. Just celebrating me. Don't wait till the occasion. Just go do it. I traveled to Hawaii by myself and met wonderful people on the way. And there, when I was there. It's a relief. You can set your mind free. You can make plans. Oh, where am I going? What does my future look like? You can hear yourself think without all the noise around. And sometimes you may even be in your house without noise, but it's still noise. You need to get away. Not as far as Hawaii like I did, but take a trip to Chicago. Drive down a country road. Do something for yourself. You need to spend time, more time with yourself. Go out to lunch. Go out to dinner with yourself. Take yourself to a movie. I've done that a few times. There's nothing wrong with that. That shows confidence. Like, I'm not afraid to be by myself. I don't care what people think. I used to be like, no, I want to go to out to eat, but I don't have nobody to go with. That was like 20 years ago. Bump that. I'm going out to eat by myself because I need to do some thinking. I need to hear myself think. I need to jot down some plans. And I need to just relax without all the noise around me. It may not even be noise, but it's noise if you stay in the same place. So do yourself a favor. Get single. Be single. Don't have a piece of man just to have a piece of man. And do you. Until next time.